We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. We're changing gears now, talking some Penn State wrestling. Brandon Pelter on the phone with us. We're about a week removed, Brandon, from the NCAA tournament where Penn State won its seventh national title in 8 years. A little bit of time to sit back and think about that some more. You have any new thoughts, or you have anything that stands out or impresses you even more? Because it's still just kind of hard for me, I guess, to wrap my head around how good this program has been from 1 year to the next, even in this setting where probably I would say for the second NCAA tournament in a row, they were not favored to do it, come off a rough Big Ten championship and that kind of thing. But here they were. They showed up on the biggest of stages under the brightest of lights and did their best wrestling, which is becoming a trend.
Well, I think the biggest thing that stands out now that the smoke is cleared is, hey, four of these guys are back again next year. And Zane Rutherford this year became just the second Nittany Lion to win his third NCAA title. We're going to have a ton of those guys that are able to do it next year, including Vincenzo Joseph, who can do it by the time he's a junior, which would give him the possibility to win four, which has never been done before by a Nittany Lion. And there's plenty of work to be done before we even get to that point, but we can have a ton of Penn Staters be joining the ranks of Zane Rutherford and Ed Ruth as three-time national champions next year.
There's several that have the capability of doing it. Vincenzo Joseph, you know, the dialogue has changed a little bit with him going into the NCAA tournament versus coming out. I think part of it is how well he wrestled against Isaiah Martinez. Maybe part of it is that Isaiah Martinez is gone now, that those head-to-head battles are officially a thing of the past. Vincenzo Joseph has to be considered the favorite there at 165, but really just good on him, because there were a couple little nervous moments, a couple losses along the way this year, but in the end, boy, he really wrestled. I don't know if he was the biggest surprise for me among Penn State's crew there, but he's definitely up there.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, going into it, not that Vincenzo, I don't want to say he was wrestling shaky, but you know, he wasn't able to hit that inside trip in his last two dual meets. He was put on his back momentarily, lost with that loss to Marinelli, and then he ended up pulling things out against Noah Grover with a major decision when they wrestled Buffalo. But, I mean, still, to be put on your back against a guy from Buffalo, not the best look. So he really turned things around. And I think what surprised me most was that he controlled the action against Isaiah Martinez. I mean, even last year when he beat Imar, it was kind of back and forth, and then he was able to put him on his back with that quick stunner of a move with the inside trip. This year, he controlled things, which I don't know that really anyone can say they've been able to do against Isaiah Martinez.
Yeah, I think you touched on something interesting there. The big difference, so they both end in the national finals with Vincenzo Joseph winning. 2 years ago, I think it could have been written off, and probably was for a lot of people, written off as a fluke that he caught Martinez and all that. But in this one, for 7 minutes, Vincenzo really was the tone setter, the guy who wrestled his match, the guy who was a step ahead of Martinez. He got that inside trip. The tilt was a big deal, the quick two count that he got there, and then got the point for the headbutt. He was really in command. And in those matches, I think it's interesting, whoever gets the first takedown, you know, that first takedown in some matches more than others is a big deal. And Vincenzo got it against Imar and really stayed in the driver's seat.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that just kind of set the tone. And also from a confidence perspective, if you're able to get that first takedown coming from kind of that position to end the season that Vincenzo was at, I think that means a ton.
I've really seen, and some of this is maybe far-fetched, I don't know, but I've seen a lot of dialogue. I'm in these Facebook groups for wrestling. I didn't even put myself there. Other people put me in those groups. But I've seen the conversation shift a little bit to next season, obviously, as you start to process what happened. But Vincenzo Joseph, is he a permanent 165? Or what do you think about him maybe making a move and weight, or Penn State shuffling the deck a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, the biggest thing is, for Kale, what's going to give this team the best chance to win? And I think it would be kind of hard to move Vincenzo. He's seen so much success at 165. And along with that, like you mentioned, Isaiah Martinez is now pretty much, he's gone. So the field certainly opens up a little bit more. But there would have to be a lot of changes to the Penn State lineup, a lot of moving around that I think would be kind of tough to do here unless Joseph is unseated and he's beaten out in practice. That's, I think, the only way we see some kind of change at 165 unless there's an injury.
Yeah, I think the... And part of it is people viewing a wrestling lineup like a fantasy football team or something. Be like, okay, well, I'll move Vincenzo to 174. I'll move Mark Hall down to 165, which I guess in theory might work considering, you know, all the talk about Mark Hall being small for 174 and that kind of thing. But either way, Penn State is in tremendous shape all through the middle there. The one spot that you're really having to fill big shoes, obviously, at 149, where, you know, you got some contenders there. Jared Verclearen seemed like the guy to emerge as maybe the favorite to replace Zane.
Yeah, and you also have Brady Berge, who is a big guy coming in to Penn State here. Gardner as well. They're all in the mix, I think. And it's so, I mean, are we going to have another Zane Rutherford right away? I don't know that you can really say that because I don't know that we'll ever see another Zane Rutherford wrestling at Penn State. But there's certainly good competition at 149, and we're just going to have to wait and see. I don't think we'll really have an answer at the start of the season. We might see kind of what we saw at 197 here, some back and forth, and then maybe midway through the season someone wins it, especially by the time we get to the scuffle as Penn State's going back again there this season. I think we'll see some different faces out at 149, but by the time it comes for the national championship tournament, we're going to see a solid face in the Penn State lineup.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State wrestling, a wrap on Penn State's 7th national championship in 8 years. Brandon Pelter on with us to talk about that. Yeah, I think best case scenario is, you know, by the opening duel, who's wrestling 149, because certainly between now and then we will not hear a peep about it. Going, you know, even when the media activities start up before next season, I don't think we're going to hear anything about that until the decision is official and everybody is can see it at the same time. But I think the key thing is here, you're losing a 3-time champ. It's going to sting. It's going to hurt a little bit. You're bringing 4 national finalists back, 3, you know, you're bringing 3 national champs back, 4 national finalists. Penn State's lineup is in good shape. It's in good position. There are always going to be holes to fill. A couple other ones there, 125 and 133 are ones to really watch closely. And I think that what you're watching for is are you going to see true freshmen kick off the lineup for Penn State?
I think there's a really good chance that is the case with Gavin Teasdale coming in at 125 and Roman Bravo Young at 133. Those guys are both top ranked in their recruiting classes at their weight classes. There is a good chance we see a very young start to the Penn State lineup.
You know, it's interesting with Gavin Teasdale, a lot of perceptions started to change about him with him as a senior. He was a 4-time champion from Jefferson Morgan. He suffered the first 2 losses of his high school career as a senior. A lot of people, you know, he wasn't the dominator we're used to in the state tournament, but, you know, I talked to him at the state tournament, and really the focus all year has been on being more well-rounded. I think it's great. I think he enjoyed maybe as a freshman, sophomore, junior, just tech-falling everybody, but his focus this year has been on being a better mat wrestler and taking those skills that he's going to need next year and working on them pretty hard. And then so you see him at the Pittsburgh Wrestling Classic on Sunday, beat Patrick Glory from New Jersey, a guy who's going to Princeton, that ranked number 1 in the country at the time. Gavin Teasdale by Intermat was ranked number 8 in the country at the time. I think this was a really good way for him to end his high school career and really make Penn State people feel good about what they're getting.
I think also what you were mentioning about your conversation, to me, that speaks maturity. I mean, how many guys are willing to almost take a little off of that final tally to really make sure they're in a good shape to come into their freshman year here in college and make a great run at a starting position? Because really at 125 and 133 as well, it is wide open. The door is open for these Penn State wrestlers. So to me, I think that speaks volumes, and that's one of the many reasons he's here at Penn State. That's the kind of wrestler that Penn State loves, and it almost reminds me a little of Zane Rutherford, who would be willing to, in dual meets, get taken down, just trying something new. It kind of speaks to that level.
Yeah, I think you can't forget here, Gavin Teasdale is the bigger name, but Brody Teske is also set. He came into the, you know, he's ranked number 7 at 126 pounds. The competition there at 125 is going to be a little different, and I think in a good way. 133, you know, Roman Bravo Young coming in. It's going to be fun, I think. And you saw, I think, at the NCAA tournament, the number of freshmen or redshirt freshmen who made deep runs, who won titles, Spencer Lee included from Iowa. This is a game where, especially at those weights, where these guys can really come in and compete.
And I think for Penn State, if they're going to want to win their eighth national championship in the last 9 years, they're going to need production from these lower weight classes. That's something that this year they didn't really have at all, and certainly would have been nice to see an extra win or two at 133 and have a qualifier at 125. Those little points make a huge difference in the grand scheme of things, in the Ohio States and the Iowas and the rest of these big teams around the country. They're not going away. So Penn State needs to continue to grow and get stronger.
Yeah, I think anytime you lose a guy who's won 3 national titles, who's as beloved as Zane Rutherford is, you start to feel, you know, things change from year to year. The dynamic changes. This year, I think you had a lot of margin because you had 5 national champs. You had bonus point scores. This year, you're going to lose one of those guys. You're going to, you know, lose a little heat off your fastball. But I think you have an opportunity to get better in several weight classes, including 197, where you bring back 2 guys for a full year who are capable of being All-Americans.
Yeah, that's going to be great to watch 197 play out, because I don't know that going into next year, Shakur Rashid can necessarily say, hey, I have it locked up. I think we're going to see another battle between him and Kassar, and it's definitely going to be tough to fill what Zane Rutherford has done, not only on the mat, tying the career pins list all time here at Penn State. He's top 10 in victories. He has done just about all of it, but he's also an incredible leader, and he's willing to work with everybody. Nick Lee worked a lot with him this past year on the mat, and it's those little things that also make a huge impact.
Penn State wrestling 7 national titles in 8 seasons. It's Brandon Pelter breaking it down for us and looking beyond to next season here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. That's it for us for this edition. Check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.